Hey, Joy. I can't
I'm
hear you.
muted, Joy.
Hey. Okay. So, I'm just gonna let I'm gonna just let in the teachers for right now until the Lisa, I can't
Okay.
hear you.
I said, I'm sorry, I already started letting them in.
Oh, you did.
I did. Sorry.
Okay. You go ahead and let them all in.
You trained me last weekend or a couple of
Right.
weekends ago.
You're get them in there. Okay.
Reese, I just heard from Kendall, and
Yep.
he has a business meeting at 4, so he just wanted to make sure it was being recorded and he will listen.
Yep. The recording's on now. We're leaving it on.
Okay.
This will be good. Hi, Susanna, Samir, Mary, and Jean, Diane, Lydia, Joy.
Hola.
All right, so we'll wait a little bit. We're still a little ahead of time here. Hopefully we'll get a good portion of the class on. Totally psyched. Everything's coming together. We're class is forming. We got great group. Unbelievable. So much depth in this group. So happy that that we decided to do it online this year instead of giving the year a skip because we
Yeah.
got people on here that are amazing. So much talent, so much wisdom and so many things that they've done. So we will we'll see. We'll see how many of those amazing people show up here. And
Well, it was funny because Kendall added an hour instead of subtracting being in Texas. He goes, "Oh my God, I got a staff meeting." So he's all set. He was funny.
Yep. ET. So when do we go to Eastern Standard Time? EST is what, starting in November?
Yes, November, right
November
after,
1st, actually.
yeah, November 1st, that's that. So we gotta subtract that too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
Ah,
gonna
Verado's
be
here. Nice.
Halloween's on
Jazz.
Saturday and daylight savings on Sunday.
Hey, Roberta.
I know.
How are you?
Good.
Thanks.
There we go. We're getting everybody on now. Hi, Everardo. Hi,
I met Kristen Engelman just a short time ago, and she was driving, but she was going to try to join in as well.
Okay. Can't remember who I was talking to, but I was like, we're on the phone, and I said, well, you can't do a Zoom, so why don't we just FaceTime? And I clicked, and she like clicked on, and she's driving. I'm like, no, not driving. Don't have to FaceTime while we're driving.
That's what you call driving distracted.
Yes.
Right. That's all I need. Drive him into a tree. No, it actually worked out. It worked out well. Hey, Jean. All right. We're all coming on. That's good.
Yeah, getting more and more on.
Hey, Renee and Jill, welcome aboard.
It's actually gone
Hey, how are you?
for us, but
Good.
remember how you
Good.
finish, how you
Was
start.
actually just out.
It's our turn to
Worked all morning to get ready for all this, and I want to share with you the student side and how to get through it and all that stuff. So we spent a lot of time
Or
making
sorry.
sure that everything is is hunky dory. And then I just ran out and went for a swim. So I was like, okay, I gotta, can't sit at a desk all day and then have anything in my brain at all. I have to move to get stuff in my brain. Angelo and Luann, awesome. Kristen's here, nice. Okay, we're getting there.
Yeah.
What are we up to? 18?
Yep.
So.
Hi, Reese. I guess I was on mute. Good to see you.
Hey, Angelo. Yeah. Good to see you.
Hello.
Hey, Luann.
Nice to be here.
You made it.
You bet.
Awesome. 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 Okay.
Right. Yes.
Hey, Judy.
Thank you.
Hi, you're welcome. We had some fun. We did a little VIP thing last night. Went a little deeper into the profile. Like, so you want to be all thinking about, okay, so now I kind of know my profile a little bit. So what would that mean? What kind of new choices would I make if I really were like going to embody that? So we're going to have some fun here today. I want to show you, let's just wait a few more minutes. We're only at 19. I want to show you the student site, but I don't want to have to like go back and do that again with everybody. So while we're waiting, we'll wait for a few more folks to come on, then I'll do that. Any questions about this is really going to be about how we're going to get started, and I want to make sure that you see all the material and also realize that, you know, you don't have to do it all at once. It's like, it's always like, oh my God, all this stuff, what am I going to do? And what did I sign up for? And it's really, it kind of trickles in, and, you know, and I'm going to show you just sort of how we'd like you to start with the system right now. You've got a month, at least a month before the first class. And that'll give you plenty of time to work on your chakra, take a look at your profile, you know, read some of these books that we are recommending. And, hey, Rebecca, Rebecca's on, and I don't know, the invisible person, 773 number. Welcome, whoever you all are. All right. So anybody can unmute if you have a question about anything that we've done and what we're talking about. Hey, Kristen.
Hey, Reese.
Now, so the good news is this will be the last time you're shy with me. So, because once you realize how we operate, this isn't like some, you know, I'm going to deliver the message and you have to remember it. It's going to be, it's always about the connection. It's always about the, what are we doing? Where are we working? And the energy moves the group, and your energy, your input, your enthusiasm, or sort of like, or being able to say, I have no idea what's going on here. That's totally fine. You know, one of the most powerful things you can say. It's actually, they say that's the highest level of Zen Buddhism, right? Is the don't know state of mind. When you get there and you realize, I don't know who I am anymore, don't know what I'm doing anymore, don't know exactly, but I do know that there's like this thing about it that I do understand. It's like a feeling that I have about it. And that's all I know about it. When you get there, I will give you your graduation papers right there. Because it's what we think we know that gets us in all the trouble. So let's just get started, I guess. I wanted to start with, there's going to be people who are just going to be coming in as we go. I want to start with introducing Joy. I know you all, most of you met Joy on Awaken. She was on there the whole time and supportive, and you know, probably some of you might have had her in a breakout room. But Joy is your first year teacher. There is no one on our staff that is as beloved as Joy, and there is not a student in the school that goes through all the way up through the grads that don't, when they're in trouble, bug Joy. It's like, you know, she's like, because I'm like, okay, Joy, you got to talk to your first year students. And she said, and then I'm saying, yeah, we're working with some of the upper. And she's like, no, I already talked to that one in third year. Oh no, I already talked to that grad. No, I already talked to. I'm always like, oh my God, does anybody leave you alone, Joy? And so the reason is that Joy absolutely is there, you know, for you in an infinite number of ways. Cares, is brilliant, very knowledgeable achiever. You'll find that out. And knowledgeable achievers have this capacity to see the big picture and know the value and know what's important. And that's why Joy is your first year teacher. And I wanted to introduce Joy, let her introduce her staff, which are on, or some of her staff, some of your TAs that are on here as well. And so I just want to turn it over to Joy. I just wanted to really understand that you have such a treat, you know, working with Joy and her team.
Yeah. I was really looking forward to just seeing all of you. I saw many of you on Awaken, and like I said on the Facebook page, I am honored to be your teacher this year and to walk with you on this new journey that you have stepped into. And I know a lot of it is based on the faith you have in us and the school and my team and myself. It's not only me. My team is so good at connecting. They're going to be there for you, whether it's something you've got to process, whether it's help with the homework, anything you may need. And if we can't figure it out, we'll find the person who can. So please, you know, from day one, don't hesitate to reach out to this team, because we're all there for you. And if you can't get a hold of somebody, I'm supposed to be retired, but Reese hasn't let me retire yet. I've been trying to retire for 15 years.
I am such a big meanie about that.
I know. That's why I am usually always available. And if not, I will get back to you within an hour or so, and I will let you know that when I can connect with you. So, you know, please feel, a lot of students, they get to third weekend and all of a sudden, oh, I should have called you. No, let's start from the beginning. You reach out, send me a text, whatever you need, we're going to be here to support you. I've got a great team this year in first year. I'd like to introduce them, and they're going to each wave as I introduce them. We have Lydia, first year team, Diane, and Diane's been with me, 5 or 6 years now, Everardo as well. Okay, and Jean is like my team, like we come together and she has my back, I have hers. She's my lead TA, but I feel more like she's my assistant teacher because we work on everything together, and we will find out whatever you need and support you in any way. Angelo, who's been in first year for quite a while, he's always there for you as well. Lynn, who's in her second year of TAing, but I mean, it's like she stepped in last year and you wouldn't even know that she was a brand new TA at that time. So you have a whole group of us here. There'll probably be 7 or 8 on the team total, you know, once we get our final numbers and get everything organized. But I will be reaching out in the next week and setting up calls with each one of you just to introduce myself. And you will have one of the other staff members that will reach out to you because they're going to be your homework support. They'll be with you to walk you through. If you like look at the stuff, and I can remember my first year, I looked at all the material and I went, oh my God, my rule keeper at the time, knowledgeable achiever, didn't even know where to start. And it was like, we can guide you on that. We can let you know where to start, where the easy points are, just to get your feet wet and step in for the first weekend. This wonderful team will also do a follow-up homework call with you so you can process stuff at a deeper level. So we're going to be there for a lot of things, but we're going to be walking beside you. So don't ever think that, you know, we're still in the process ourselves. I've been with the school now 11 years, and I learn something new every time Reese has an event, has a lecture or something. So we're all in the same learning curve. And when I say I walk beside you, I may be half a footprint ahead of you right now. So, you know, don't worry, just grab my arm and we'll all walk together. So I know my whole team, and wave again, everybody. They're all looking forward, you know, to a great year with all of you. And I'm going to turn it back over to Reese.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Joy. Awesome. And yeah, that, and the, I know we have with, after talking with everybody, myself, that are everybody coming in, we have such experience. Many of you, especially with online training and all, have multiple notches on your belt as far as like things you've accomplished and things you've done. And yet I know, because I've also got many, many, many notches on my belt around things I've accomplished and programs and healings and all the levels of things that I've done. What we're going to be offering you here is something that is sort of like the underbelly of all of those techniques, all of those other elements. And it's you, it's really your heart. It's like, what's the piece that has to be there for you to feel fulfilled with all the other things? I love that people have got lots of experience, that they come with different things, and add that and add that to the conversation and open to that. But the one thing I do ask you is trust that this system, even though it may appear like, well, we're just talking about chakra one, we're going to talk about it in a way, we're going to ask you to access it in a way that no one's asked you to access it before, because there are no chakras. There are no chakras out there. There are no profiles. There are no personality qualities out there. There's the one that's in you. And it's you need the outside world to sort of give you structure. And we give you the structure. We say, yes, there's chakras. And yes, there are these energy centers. But if you're going to understand someone else's first chakra and heal it or motivate someone from their thoughts or speak in an inspiring way, you're going to have to understand how their chakra works to be able to do that, how their profile motivates, how what their deepest desires and purposes are on the planet. You have to understand that. And there's only one way you'll ever understand that in someone else is if you know it in yourself. And we're taught that that's not how you do it. We're taught that you learn a lot of skills and you go out in the world and then you'll figure it out as you work with more and more people. And it is true. The more people you work with, the more you know. Many of you have worked with a lot of people. And so you've developed a lot of those skills. But the real skill is being able to realize that if I don't have, you know, if my fifth chakra isn't in tune with you, you know, and I don't know what mine, if I don't know my fifth chakra's purpose, I'm going to have a very difficult time coming into tune with you, with finding and resonating with the truth within you. So your inner truth is what we're really after, this heart, this deeper soul state, this deeper soul. This is all very much soul work. And of course, you know, we talked about the four levels, and, you know, the soul is this infinite knowing and character that you are. And you all are incredible characters, and we're going to bring out all that fun and funniness in there. But it does, you know, the last stop in the chain is your physical body and your life. And it's a representation of that soul state in some way. And the more you're connected simultaneously through chakras like purpose and soul, through these four levels, and feel that there's some blend of those that has always been your true power, you know, that's where you start walking in a very different way, thinking a different way, dealing with life a different way. Things come up. You have to make decisions in your life. Am I in the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? You know, that all goes that way, and it comes into you, come into the world in a more heart-centered, playful, enjoyable way. So these people become your sort of playmates and your pathway back to that center. And these teachers are totally there. Now, on the other side of the team is I have Joy, who's my the backbone of the school. And then the backbone of everything else we do at the Reese Thomas Institute is Lisa Terran. And many of you have already talked to Lisa. She's up in the right-hand corner. And one of the things we did have a couple of folks just saying, oh, I had a hard time. Something on the student site didn't click or didn't have this or that. Just so you understand, in the last month, we have a WordPress. The student site is a WordPress site. And WordPress decided after how many years, Lisa? 10 years of using it?
Well, they always do regular upgrades.
Yeah.
And it was just one of their regular upgrades, but it was a big one. And it broke our site. And so we had to completely rebuild it in the 2 weeks before Awaken, about 400 pages.
So if there's anything that you run across in any of the work that anything that we have, links aren't working, things like that, you know, don't take it personally. We didn't do it against you. We're just catching up. So if you find something, just support everythomasinstitute.com. Goes right to Lisa and to Sarah. I don't see Sarah. Yeah, oh, Sarah's here. Sarah, can you unpicture yourself or put your camera on?
I think she's on the phone.
Oh, okay. All right. So Sarah's your other. So those are two major team players that you need to connect with. Sarah is going to really help you with if you're missing forms or you need to get on and off the student site or we send out something additional and you can't click on it or something. She can help you with all of that. There's Sarah. Hey, Sarah. So, and Sarah is right now, where are you located, Sarah? Oh, but you're muted, Sarah.
I'm in Seattle right now.
So Sarah's in Seattle and Lisa T is in?
I'm just outside of Albuquerque.
She's in Albuquerque. So they are, and Lisa pretty much stays in Albuquerque. Sarah, you just have to check every time because it could be any place
in
any place in the world. It's like, where are you now, Sarah? Oh, Costa Rica. Where are you now, Sarah? I'm in Texas. Where are you? Seattle. So they have. So anyway, Sarah. Sarah will. Both of them are just spectacular people. You know, they're as far as caring and supporting you. And so just understand that when you reach out to them, they're going to get back to you as soon as they can, and they're going to do everything they can to help you. If they can't help you with it, it may not be helpable because they're really, really good at what they do, both of them, and both are really good at the moral support as well, because sometimes computers just don't behave, and we can't get you on or whatever it is. But some of you that have computer problems. They can both help you with those things and figure out where the glitches are in your system or why you're not getting emails or things like that. So that's the team that you're gonna be connecting with throughout this year, and we'll make sure that you have all the basic info about that. Any questions on staffing by anybody? Okay. Great. So now what I'm going to do, what I'm going to do, it's always, there's a good chance we'll get this done. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen and I'm going to show you the student site. Just a show of hands. How many people, I know it just came out yesterday. There was an issue with the email that went out. But it went out yesterday. How many of you have managed to get on your student site and set up a password? Show of hands. One, two,
I can get on, but I can't find the button that says I can change my password.
Yeah, it's actually on the login screen if you want to change your password. When you first go to log in, there should be a link that you can change it there.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah.
And any problems like that, again, just email support and they'll get right back to you on that.
I didn't get an email to the website at all.
You didn't get an email to the website. Okay.
No.
So.
I'm checking for you, Mary.
And sometimes you want to check your spam.
If you have Gmail, what happened to me is it came to my promotional.
Yeah, we have to work on it because somehow I've never even heard of promotional email before. So I mean, there must be these new designations as we're getting spammed to death.
Email specific, yeah. And Mary, you do have Gmail, right? So check your promotions tab, and then if it should have landed in there, and if it did, then you can drag it to your inbox. We are trying something different this year to try to make it cleaner so that you know when it's coming from the school or that it's a school-related email versus just other Rees Thomas Institute promotions and events and things like that. So all of the emails are going to be sent from lifemasterytraining.info. And so that way, if you want to set up a filter or anything like that, you should be able to do that.
Also check your updates because half of mine end up there.
In updates?
Yeah. Instead of lending and promotional, all my Rees Thomas stuff ends up in my updates, which is kind of where corporate email seems to land.
Okay.
In my Gmail account.
Well.
And Mary, I'll send you, I'll resend the email to you.
Okay. Anything else about let's deal with the email thing because it's definitely
I was just gonna say we'll try if we're sending out a bulk email to the whole list, we'll also put some kind of an alert or something in the Facebook group so that you know that it went out. So that, you can double check to make sure you got it. If you ever don't receive an email, just let Sarah or I know, and we'll make sure that we get you the information.
And we'll also, every time there's an important email, we'll also be posting it on Facebook. So make sure that today, when you go in, you join, when you get into student site, you join the Facebook group right away. So I'm going to share a screen. Are we good on that? I don't know if I need my sound for this or not, but
I don't think you will.
Okay. Am I not
No, you're the host.
Google Chrome. Okay, sorry, this is not, I've got to go into system preferences.
Oh, it's probably going to kick you off then, Reese. Did you want me to share my screen?
Yeah, why don't you do it, Lisa?
Okay. Let me go to a cleaner tab because, I tend to have a lot open. Here, let me just start at the beginning part. Can everybody see it?
So I can see.
Do you want to, Lisa, do you want to go back to the login page so they can see what that looks like?
Absolutely. And we noticed today that the site is running a little bit slow, so I've already reached out to the server about doing some things to get that sped up a little bit. So normally, here, let me just log out so we can start fresh. because I'm in as.
Okay, so when you come in, you should, if you leave, remember me, that's then you never have to, or not never, but you won't have to enter your information very often. And once you've signed in one time, it'll automatically be there. You can go in and out all you want. So you're going to have your email and you're going to set up a password.
It's already assigned.
Oh, it's already assigned. Okay, so you can, and then, oh wait, Lisa, you were going to show them where they were going to change their password?
It's on that same screen, but I realized when I was doing that, it only shows once you're logged in. So I'll add it when on the login screen as well.
Okay. Oh, I see. So you're not.
So normally when I had gone back to this after being logged in, it had the link, but it didn't have it on the actual login. So I'll add it there.
Okay. So for right now, just use the login that you've been sent with your email, and just use that for right now. And then if you want to change your password later on, go ahead and do that. So so inside here, this is the dashboard, and you're just going to click on that upper left box that has everything in it you're going to need for the course. So click on Life Mastery Training. And then you'll only have access to the year that you're in. So you're going to be class of 2023. So you click on that. There we go. And then you are going to have a variety of boxes, and each year the boxes just seem to grow longer and longer and longer. But this year, what you're going to be delivered before each class are going to be in these various different sections here. And so
it will grow as the year grows. So as we release additional content and materials to you, you'll get additional boxes on this dashboard. And we also have it on the navigation. So if you're not a visual person, but more of a, alphabetic, then you can just come up here to home, and it's got a drop down of everything that's on here, either under home or under the other programs, because we have the programs mixed in here as well.
Okay. So one of the first things you're going to do is you're going to click on the Facebook group, and you want to just go in there first and just sign up for that. That should take you all of 2 minutes.
Right. And if you haven't joined yet, when you first click on the link, there's a join button that you'll click on, and just give us, Sarah's really good about getting everybody in there within 24 hours, you should be in the group.
Okay. So that's first thing. The second thing that you're going to want to look at is the book list. So you click on that. And so on each of these books, some of them are books you need to order. Almost every book that we have you read also comes in audio book. And the 12 Gateways, that's a chakra training. Sort of like my basic chakra training that goes along with what you're going to be learning. The missing piece is going to be your first profile book. And many of you have read Discover Your Purpose, and we will use some of the sections of Discover Your Purpose, but we use the missing piece because it's a different approach to profiles. It's a realization that a profile isn't just, a set of sort of behaviors and purpose and mission in life and things like that. It's actually how the soul energy moves through your energy body. And so that really teaches you that you're like this radiating force, and that force depending upon which of the profiles, which of the soul qualities you have, it goes through them very differently. It bends the light. You bend the light in a very specific way when you're in a profile. And so learning about that, learning that first, the sort of the sensate level of that, and learning the, you know, why you go into certain defenses, why you have certain, you know, sort of ways you sabotage yourself in each of the profiles, you'll see in there that it's a very energetic thing. Because this is really the key with life. We've been taught that life is somehow this pragmatic, you do this, you do that, it's this, you know, this trauma causes this or that or the other thing. It's really just not true. What you are is you're an energetic force that needs to radiate out. And every time you stop it in some way, it shifts your ability to experience the world and in a conscious way, in a way that serves you. So each of these books are are things that are going to be on your homework, and we're going to go over that next. But basically, you want to you click on a book, and it will like Lisa just did, and it'll take you to Amazon to buy the book. If you already have the book, great. And you can buy it as an audiobook or, you know, however you like to read it. I like to have both. I like to underline while I'm reading. And then I also like to listen. And sometimes I even listen while I have the book, so that I'm listening. And then I'm like, I got to underline that. I want to talk about that. I want to think about that. So then I go back to my book and do that. So however you want to do that, but these are all, these are your first year books, okay?
And also, I know somebody had mentioned during Awaken, but most of these books, if you don't want to buy them, you can also find them in your local library, most of them. And if it is one of our books, what it'll do is it'll actually open the PDF for it instead of sending you to Amazon for the 12 Gateways and the Missing Piece.
Yeah, so you don't have to buy our books. Those ones are you'll get the, like you said, the PDF for that. So you just read it right online.
And if you're an avid reader, we have a recommended reading with just a bunch of other fantastic books as well.
Yeah. So these all the books. So the book list are the ones at the top are the ones that you'll need to be getting over the course of the year. Some of them you work on in every class, like The Wheels of Life. You'll be doing some reading in that every class. The other ones are specifically for one of the five classes. Okay.
Where would you like me to go next?
Let's go back to home. I think home gets us back to right here, right? Okay. So then before we talk about homework, because what I'm going to tell you right now is your homework is very simple. You need to read over your homework and take a look at it and start thinking about it, but don't like say, oh my God, I better do this right now. What I want you to start today on is a program called the 30-day self-healing through the chakras. And it's a 30-day training. And each of you have got this training. This is like our $900 training that's very comprehensive with the chakras. And what you're going to do is if you there are handouts you can download, but basically if you read through the page, so if we go down through the page, Lisa, there's an audio of it. There's an audio of that I'm sorry, the crystal ball tone that you're going to be using for that one. So that's actually going to be more like a life purpose tone in there. That's kind of getting you started here. And then you're going to come down, and there is going to be a video, and the videos are about, this one's 22 minutes long, and this is the introduction. And so between today, say, and tomorrow, to say today, you want to watch one of them. It's going to introduce you to this system, to the, what we're going to be doing. And then it'll give you some exercises to do. the system we did at Awaken, we did, this one has within it the four basic elements, and you're going to be taken step by step through this. The first one is, the first one is the introduction, and Lisa, you can just like click on it and you can see, just see the video for a sec. So when it comes on.
Oh, you can't hear my audio.
Everybody, Reese Thomas here. It is day one.
Okay, so day one, and we're going to end, we just, and that's where, and so I will give you on each day, I'm going to be giving you both, information about the chakra, about how it works, how the different ways that you're going to use your chakras to discover your purpose, to discover who you truly are. And that's really the goal of the chakras. The chakras are not, people are like, oh, I've got blocked chakras. Your chakras are blocked when you don't know who you are. When you know who you are, your chakras are open or functioning. Chakras are constantly opening and closing. When you don't know who you are, that means that you're pretty much containing that chakra into a box it doesn't belong in. And then you can definitely say, yeah, I got a blocked chakra, but you have no idea why. Most people say, I got a blocked chakra, have absolutely no idea why. They think it's a trauma that happened in the past or whatever it was. And yes, that is a contributing factor, but the most important factor in the chakras is that as soon as you give them attention that they need, as soon as you allow them to teach you who you are and what's happening in this present moment, you become enlightened. It's like that's where the so open that doorway to enlightenment. And that opens that doorway, as we talked about, the four levels from the body and the chakras to the purpose and the soul levels, these spiritual levels. And that's really where you're going to get your information. So in these exercises on day one, and then on day two, we can go to day two, because you're going to do day one and two this week. And you're just going to take some time with that. And so you go back to, so this is day two, it says, and it's chakra one. So what we do on this one, and you'll have some crystal balls that you can listen to here to support yourself, if you're always like, oh, you know, what am I supposed to be listening to while I'm working on this part of my first chakra? These are the bowls that you want to be listening to. So the chakra one tone and the chakra one and four blend. Now, if you come down, what this one is about is feeling and hearing the voice of the first chakra. So remember, we had the four steps that we did at Awaken. Some of you may remember, some may not. You'll totally, after you've done a few of the chakras, you'll be like, oh, these are the essential tools that I need to become more, you know, people are like, I want to be more psychic. Psychic is just what a chakra is, because psychic means that somehow something your brain's not paying attention to gets in and you become aware of it. So you have this higher level of awareness. And once you realize that your brain doesn't really pay attention to anything of any value, psychic is everything you feel, everything that's going through your chakras. And so the first part of the chakra is allowing yourself to feel it and hear the voice of it. So you recognize that even the voice in your head that you're so sure has to be those mental synapses and my memories and my history and my why I think the way I think and why that voice is in my head, why is my mom's voice still in my head saying, you ought to be doing something more with your life or something like that. Why is that in there? Well, that's not really in your head. That's a voice that's caught in one of your chakras while you're trying to be, while you're holding it in a certain limited way. That voice, that trauma that was in there, that sort of like that pattern that was in there creates a pattern of thinking in your mind. And so learning how to listen to what your first chakra actually wants to say rather than what it is automatically sending to you out of having that chakra blocked, that's a very important first step. So every chakra needs to get your attention and you feel it and sense it. And on the video, I will be giving you a meditation and a focus of how to do that, and then exercises to open that chakra. So each of these days has a set of exercises, has a meditation with it, and then an explanation of how that chakra, well, for the on the first day, it's how it feels,
and how it speaks and how you'll access that. Because everybody here that I've talked to so far is looking to move forward in their lives in some way. And to do that, you have to have direct input from your own self, from your deeper, like the soul self that needs to come through. And the chakras themselves don't speak. They're just like the heart doesn't speak. But it's the speaker. It's the loudspeaker for the soul's voice, which tends to be very quiet when your brain voice is incredibly loud and bothersome and keeps you busy and totally distracted. So learning how to open that chakra and then hear the voice that comes out, sense the sensations in it, reconnect with that quality, that's the first step. And so what will end up happening is we'll be sending you out an email, just as a reminder, that each week or maybe 4 or 5 days between from now, and so you'll have 4 or 5 days to do the intro and chakra one, day two. So that's the feeling it. And then you're going to go to day, you go back. Let's go back to day three. Oh, sorry. They're all, so all of chakra one is in the same thing. You don't have to go back to find it. It's right down next. And so now the next day or the next week, and I want you to take your time with this. You've got plenty, you'll be reading your books and doing other things, but I really want you to take time with your first chakra. So spend 4 or 5 days practicing just feeling and listening to that first chakra. You know, of course your brain's going to be, especially if you're a super doer, and I've done tons of chakra work, I've done these things, like I'm going to do all four together. Because there's 4 days for each chakra, but don't, you know, stay with each one, because you have time and you have, you know, you'll have about a month in there or so between each chakra, each class, and each class, I want you to do the same thing. I want you to spend time making sure that you and that chakra know each other. Everybody on here has got chakras that don't even know you anymore, okay? And you aren't really sure you know them very well either, because they just don't get very much play in your life. And because you're focused, we all tend to focus through one or two chakras, and then that's how we're doing our work, our things. And the system only works when all the chakras have a voice. So you start, you know, we're starting right at the beginning of the year in the first chakra. And so the first week, you know, this week or this 4 or 5 days, you're going to have the feeling it and hearing it. The next 4 or 5 days, you want to go into that chakra, and I will once again talk about how that chakra sees. What is it? How does it perceive the world? And remember, seeing is perception. Seeing is not looking. Looking is almost always related to trying to cognize something into something you already know, rather than actually perceiving it as it is right now. Because the universe has never been the same twice, and each of your chakras lets you experience it brand new at every moment until you try to look at it and like try to figure it out, and then it's always some yesterday's news, which is no fun. And it's no fun living that way. So the second element is feeling and seeing through the first chakra, perceiving the world through, how does the first chakra perceive the world? What is that? How does it perceive solid matter? And then you're going to do that for 4 or 5 days, and then we're going to go to day four. And each one of these is a video. And again, I'm giving you all of the exercises and the meditation, the exercise, and the information about that chakra. And then on day four of each chakra, this will happen between every class. You're going to want to align up. Wait, where was day? Okay, so the vows and the freedom statement. So this is aligning it with your life purpose.
The 4 days of the chakras.
Aligning chakra with your life purpose. So, just go back. So back to day four. I wondered if our title was doubled up on that. But anyway, so in day four, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be working with what we call your vows and your freedom statements, which I will be explaining on there. Some of you have already read about them. If you read Discover Your Purpose, I have a section in the beginning of that all about vows. But I will, you know, and this will explain how these work, why they work, and how you have taken that natural energy, the flowing energy of that chakra, which you had maybe at 2 or 3 years old, and at whatever age it was that that chakra was developing, and it wasn't able to, you know, the world was too small for it, or there was a limitation around it, or you didn't get that chakra, couldn't get filled, you made these vows or these sacred contracts with yourself to not be who you actually are, which is why a chakra actually closes and stays closed, because we make this vow when we reject ourselves to try to be what other people want us to be. And so then that system again will be, I'll talk about it, I'll explain it, I'll give you a meditation to access it. And then we're going to give you exercises to keep that first chakra open at this level. After you understand the vow, in the same exercise, same meditation, you're going to have, as we did at Awaken, we're going to ask you to find what would, if you had to, and now you've already listened to the chakra, you felt the chakra, now you've seen through the chakra. If those things that how you feel it and listen to it and see it are the truth of that chakra, well, what would it mean to what would you need to be open to right now in your life to allow that to be your real truth? How would I honor that and keep that open, keep myself open to that? And so that's the fourth day. And again, you'll have the video on that. And then the fifth day, you're going to actually start, I'll talk about the different profiles and how those, the way you see through that chakra, feel that chakra, speak to that chakra, see through that chakra, how you've blocked that chakra and how you're going to open up to that chakra and open your life up to that chakra, then aligns you with the first chakra of a person that would have your profile. And if it doesn't align you with the profile you think you are, if at some level you're like, I just realize I'm the most grounded, organized, structured. That's what I love to do. You're definitely not a creative idealist, like it said on your chart or whatever you decided. So you're going to, at that point, then realize that your chakras are not separate from your purpose. They serve your purpose. And as you become aware of that chakra, so by the time you get to class, and so each of these is 3 or 4 days, by the time you get to class now, a month from now, you'll have done these four exercises and you'll have a much deeper awareness of your first chakra. And of course you'll have read Anadeh, Judith, and various different, my chakra stuff. You'll have had that in your homework. And we're gonna talk about homework right now. But what I want you to really, if you do one thing before class, do these four, 5 days, the first 5 days of this. And then when class is over, you're just going to start right in. And we'll remind you each week. We'll say, don't forget day 2, go to day 3, go to day 4 of the 30-day training, 30-day chakra training. And that will be your initiation into this. And by the way, I have all 3 years do this, because there's no amount of time you can spend with your attention on a specific chakra and letting it teach you. And there's no, and there's never in spiritual work. And I want you to, I know that we'll get to this this year, because there'll be a struggle between what you know and what I'm asking you to see. There is no such thing in spiritual work as I've done it. No master would ever tell you that they've done it. I'm all set. I got it. I figured out. I've actually heard people say, this is my last lifetime. I'm taking my body back with me. I'm going to, whatever planet I'm going to go to. And you can go. Great. I'm going to go to, I'm a Pleiadian. I'm a this. No, you're not. You are here on planet Earth just like the rest of us. And we are here to develop those higher levels of consciousness. We're learning constantly. And the chakras are our learning tools. They're the, if you want to learn something, you've got to know how to open those chakras, how to bring attention to them, and know the difference between each of these chakras and know the essential nature of them so that they work as a team rather than you just picking one or two of them that I do really well in business with, or I can handle this with, or, you know, I shut that one down because I don't want to have that problem anymore. And there's no, you know, we're going to get to this place in this program where it's just like, these chakras are way too fun to shut any of them down. So that's really, that's the first exercise that we're going to be doing. So the meditations, I see Samir, the meditations are on the video. So if you, Lisa, why don't you just play one of the videos?
I don't have my computer sound on, so they wouldn't hear.
Okay. All right. Well, in on the video, I'll come on. I do a little bit of teaching at the beginning. If they're about 20 minutes long, you want me to share mine? But I couldn't share mine.
Right. I'm gonna reshare it with the video.
Oh, okay.
I lost it.
So if you go in, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Here we are, day two. We're starting. How does that balance? Are you totally focused in your body and how you're feeling? It's all my feelings and things, ideas, but really hard to deliver this. How present are you in the things that you love to do? And it's, okay, so we want to shake all the way up through your body.
Okay, so so these are the exercises.
And we're going to come
these
up.
These are the exercises.
And then bring a focus
the
on
this at the point. End
body is like a chalice.
Like too far ahead. Oh, here we go.
And yeah. Listen. And see if that energy in your life, your body, where you are, your family, your home, see if there's a word or a voice.
So it's built into the individual videos.
Right.
I also had a question, Reese, just because I can imagine that it's going to come up. In the chakra program, we have a chakra-specific Facebook group. Did you want them to post their feedback? Because every day we tell them to go to the Facebook group. Did you want them to go to the chakra Facebook group and do that, or into their own class group and do that?
Because what we're going to do is we're going to have every year, since all 3 years are going to be doing this exercise, you want to be posting your, you can post to both, but I was thinking that, my goal was to have, to get the experience of all the different years as well.
Have them go to the chakra group.
Yeah. The Facebook group, right. The Facebook chakra group. So they go to the Facebook chakra group, and share what's happening in there. Okay.
So I'll add that to the navigation as well.
Yep.
So it'll show up here with the Facebook groups.
Okay. Any questions on that before we move on to just the where your homework, where you find your where you're going to be finding your general homework page?
And also, just while we're waiting to see if anybody has any questions, if it's an actual program, like the 12 gateways or the 30 days of self-healing through the chakras, that will open in a new tab. So you can just click on your original tab to come back to the dashboard, or you can also go back to the main member dashboard up here at the top. But there's multiple ways of finding your way home.
Including calling Lisa, which I will do when I get lost.
I think Samir is asking for those original, the morning and the evening meditations, the very beginning ones, the first ones. I think that was the question.
So those would be actually, when you go into the chakra program, there's a bonuses page and they're all listed there. There's a day one, but there's a bonuses page within the chakra program, and that meditation is in there.
Oh, so are we supposed to do both? the bonus and those?
I would no for right now. For right now, if all you do between now and class is just do the video and those exercises on there, and practice that for 4 or 5 days, and then do the next one and the next one, and don't try to rush through them. Don't try to do the whole 30 days. Don't try to, you know, just take your time to get ready, because this first class is about the first chakra. It's bringing you into sort of like, if we had to rebuild you from the ground up, we would want to have you really, really conscious of your first chakra. The meditations, the daily meditations, I'll be recommending, but they're not as important right now as just doing the exercises.
Yeah, thank you.
Does that make sense? So, yeah. If certainly, those of you that are super achievers, you want to do other stuff on there. You want to go into the bonuses. There's all kinds of great stuff in the bonuses. When we haven't gotten to the student page yet, or the those other elements of the student page, these other things that we're offering, there's enough to keep you busy for a whole year on each page. So for those of you that are super achievers, you can go deeper into the work if you really choose to. The basic work that we recommend that you do, just like doing these four days, basically the intro day, and then the 4 days of the first chakra, that is really what will pay the biggest dividend for you getting ready for class, feeling your way into it. Okay, so the next thing we're going to look at is going to be your homework. So some of these other things will become more obvious, like excessive and deficient chakras. Those are all pieces of the homework. So as we're going into homework, you're going to go ahead and slide down there, Lisa. This little intro about, you know, also, we want you to...
we give you a PDF of the... Basically, it's the same text that's on the page, but if you would rather print it out, you have that option. And you can, there's a button up here to download the homework so that you can print that PDF.
Okay. And so what will happen is that you're going to fill out your homework. I'm going to show it to you at the bottom, but basically you're going to do your homework. Hang on here. Let's go back up. Each step. So these are the elements that are going to be for your homework. So you can slide up just a little bit more, Lisa, so we can see all the books.
I know the books are down here. Sorry, I went the wrong way.
Okay. Basically, most of you have taken the profile assessment, and sometimes the profile assessment does send to your spam box or wherever. And if you ever have trouble getting your assessment results, if you take it a couple of times, it's always in our system. So if you can't get it, you can email support and Sarah can find it and forward it to you. If for whatever reason, it doesn't make it through your filters. If you hover over each of these elements, they tell you what you're going to be doing. So the 30 days, that exercise. So there's the 30 day, element that we were just working on. You're going to do the, 1 through 4 videos. And then if you come back, just hang on, please show that the missing. So that's your 30 days we just talked about. The missing piece is going to be your profile reading. And so if you hover over that, then it tells you to read the section on Thinker Creative Idealist. And that should also say the intro. So that there's an intro in there as well. So all of the first readings are gonna have intro and something. So you're gonna, we'll change that up to say intro and Creative Idealist. And then you've done the Life Purpose Profile. You're also going to have each weekend we give you a book that that's more of a spiritual book. It's something that will stretch you a little bit. And many of you have probably read The Pilgrimage before by Paulo Coelho. And this what I want you to I want you to read this book or listen to this book or scan through this book, whatever you decide, you however you want to do it, because I want you to think about what you've just stepped into is a pilgrimage for you. And it's a spiritual pilgrimage. And of course, you know, what Paulo Coelho goes through in the book, finding his sword and all these different things, you may not find it, you know, that may not be your pilgrimage, but your pilgrimage is going to be, you know, sort of stepping on this path that, you know, it can be amazing and it can be perilous, because as you are letting go of things that you weren't sure you could let go of, if you're embracing things, there's this concept of that we are all on a various pilgrimage, and our pilgrimage is always to find the heart and the soul. You know, we're not, there's no sort of like, we're not going anywhere, folks. We're not, you know, when we find the heart and soul, anything you then want to do with that is just, it's just gravy. And part of the pilgrimage story is about, you know, deciding, what am I doing? Am I trying to set a goal to accomplish something, or am I really just, you know, what is the end result of a pilgrimage? And so it's a really nice, if you've read it before, read it again, or listen to it again. And, cause it's really nice, sort of like a metaphor for what we're about to be doing with you. The Wheels of Life we use Anadea Judith. We also recommend Carolyn Mace. You'll see that below in the recommended, but you know, the Wheels of Life is sort of like the first book that we have you read of Anadea Judith. Second and third years read Eastern Body, Western Mind. But this one is really nice because it has a lot of additional, some people are like, I'd like to additional exercises to open my chakras up. This book, this is the Anadea Judith book that has the most exercises in it that, you know, to give you sort of like a foundational, like, oh, these are all the things that we can do. And then if you're, you know, when in the 12 gateways, you're just going to review, you know, again, the intro and chakra one. So, okay. So we're working down the page. This is your homework page. And so while you're doing the 12,
hey, Reese?
Yeah.
Did you miss this for the thing to do first above the books?
The thing to do first. Oh, sorry. Oh, I thought that was on the, that should be a clickable, like the ones down below.
Well, we wanted to call it out more since it's so important. So we actually did it as like, you know, this is your number one A priority.
Okay. All right. So some of the stuff changed today. We were working on this today. We'll have some sort of a picture there that so you understand. That number one priority is to share with us where you are in your journey, what your goals are, so we start, this is sort of like the very first homework a number of you have already done this, so not to worry, many of you have already done this, but then you're going to be filling this out, and then when you're done with it, you hit submit. Just make sure you're aware that on everyone it says, please scroll to the bottom and hit save draft before continuing. So what happens is if your computer is a little glitchy, or your Wi-Fi is a little glitchy, and you've typed in, you know, four things, and this will be true for all of your homework, by the way, after you're done with a section, go to the bottom and save it, so for whatever reason your computer drops, you don't lose it. We always have people saying, oh my God, I spent an hour and a half on that thing, or I spent, you know, 25 minutes on that, and then it just disappeared. So to save it from disappearing, you always want to hit save draft at the bottom. And when you're ready to submit it, you just hit the submit button.
Reese, okay. I had a question.
Yeah.
In this questionnaire, we need to guess what the profiles for our parents and for our spouse and children are. What's the basis of that?
The basis of it is it tells us how much you already understand about the profiles and what you'd be guessing.
So I understand that, but because when we did the questionnaire, we got our profiles. So, but how are you assessing theirs?
Right. So if you can sort of think about, you know, of those five profiles that you were looking at for yourself and sort of saying, oh, I've got some of this and some of that and some of this. As you do the profiles, you're going to start noticing that people around you also have profiles. And so if the question is about your parents' profile, it just starts with, it's just sort of thinking, yeah, my dad was definitely he was the enforcer. No, that was my mom. My mom was the one who was actually really in charge of everything. And you say, well, you know, I'd say, you know, my mom had one of the stronger ones and my dad was sort of like the more creative one or vice versa. And again, everything that we ask you to do is self-reflecting. So you're reflecting on, so like, what's my relationship with them? How do I see them? And because just so you understand, you are the combination of your two parents. So here's one parent has whatever they got for profiles. The other parent has that. Those two came together and that those two energies came together and created you. You are the blend of your two parents. You are the blend of their energy. You actually have double their energy. Every generation has twice the spiritual energy the previous generation had. This is why we're evolving so fast, because it's exponential. And this is why we're also getting that much closer to self-destruction, because as we have this greater capacity for awakening, we also have this greater capacity for finding out how to sabotage it. So when you're thinking about your parents, and a lot of people have, you know, some struggles with their parents. During this course, you're going to realize that your parents gave you the greatest gift you could ever have, which is the two energies that you chose, because you chose them. You got what their gifts that created this wholeness within you. And oftentimes, however they battled, you battle inside yourself. Or you then create that battle with someone else in the world. How they love, you love. How they do things, and yet you're both of them energetically. So when we ask that question, we just want to see sort of, you know, where do you think that is? And when we do our, I'll be doing a, you know, once you've done, once we're, I think by December, I'll be doing a specific call with each one of you to walk you through your parents and how, you know, by the time you're at that in December, by December, you'll have much better feel for the energies, the profiles, and I'm going to walk you through how you got the greatest gift you've ever had from your parents, which is your energy, and simultaneously how oftentimes you have, because a parent didn't manage their energy very well, or you know, rejected, or you know, died, or whatever it was that happened, you have then decided not to use certain pieces of your energy, which is where we need to. And when we call that energy back, your life changes drastically because you're not living from that before. So yeah, so that question, answer the questions the best you can. If you can't answer the question, say no idea what you're asking here, and then you'll totally know within a few classes what we were asking for. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So we're definitely going to put some sort of an attractor there. So, you know, this is what you got to fill out. Maybe a picture of that form up there on step one. I want you to make sure you get that in. So your teachers, by the way, everything that happens with you inside the school is sacred and private within our staff. Okay. And within the group. So if you're in a small group and people are sharing, and this is stuff that Joy will definitely be going over with you as sort of etiquette within the group, but it is not okay to be sharing stories or things outside of the program, because what's being shared in the group has to be safe. With that said, all of the teachers share all information with teachers and myself so that we're all aware of where you are constantly in your path and what's shifting. Because each time you do a breakout room, you know, each month you'll have a specific person who's managing your homework. Each time you do a breakout room, you're going to have a different teacher. So each month you're going to have a different teacher that does your homework, right? And then each breakout group is a different teacher. Each teacher is going to, because that's the way healing work works, each teacher will give you an opportunity to share something that you wouldn't necessarily share with another teacher about you or about how amazing you are, maybe, or even, you know, it's not always about something you're working through, you know, traumatically, you know, so, and that whole sort of team are working on supporting you in remembering what you are and what you're for, and letting go of what you aren't and what you're against. Because what we aren't and what we're against is where we tend to live a lot of our lives. And that's often why you show up here. It's like, I don't really do that anymore. I want to figure out what I am and what I'm for. So that's, so any questions on any of that? That's how we operate within the group. I will know, your teachers will know, everyone, you know, when you share something, it becomes something that we do meetings, we talk about each of the students, you know, where they are, how to support you. Because our whole goal is to get you as fast as we possibly can to that place where you know, where you're seeing the greatness within you, rather than just, you know, this isn't a therapy group. We're never going to be just doing therapy. It's not what it's about. It's about recognizing that there are things that are going to come up that are going to be very difficult for you, but what's within you is infinitely stronger than anything you've ever worried about. So we'll, and learning how to get you to there and speak that language with you means that we have to understand your language. And so as a team, we learn each student, you know, and how to support everyone. So it's a very team approach, what we do here at the school. Okay, keep going down the list. Recommended reading list for those of you that want to go deeper, or, you know, if you know, there's support in Anatomy of Spirit by Carolyn Mace around the chakras, and then Discover Your Purpose. You know, if you wanted to do some extra reading, if you're a fast reader and you want to do more, that gives you something else you can do there. Not necessary, you know, you can always come back and do it any other time over the summer or whatever, when you're, you know, when you have more time, you can go back and read, you know, sort of go through and redo. You want to keep a journal, and sort of doing the exercises that we give you. I'll also be giving you on the 12, not just in the Wheels of Light and 12 Gateways, also the exercises that I give you in, and we'll add that on here, in the 30-day chakra training, self-healing through the chakras. There are exercises in there. Do those exercises. Some of them will sort of be like, I don't understand that exercise. The ones you don't understand are the ones you should do the most, because they're moving your energy body. They're not like some are yoga poses that are great and move the energy, but a lot of them aren't. And they specifically move the energy body in a way that loosens it up so you can access more of it. Okay. And then for those of you, everybody, you'll have, you can, if you have a printer, or if you want to send these to, you want to send them to Staples, you can, you know, mostly usually try to get a decent printer. And when you click here to print your materials, go ahead, Lisa, print on that. And you'll see that there are a number of pages here for you to, how many pages are on there? 14 pages. So for the first weekend, there's 14 pages that just sort of review everything that we're going to be doing on the first weekend that you'll have, and you can put them in a binder. So we recommend that you print these pages out and print them on three ring. If you print them on three ring paper, you can then put them in a binder. And each class, you're going to get a set of pages that you then can refer back to, take notes on, things like that. Okay. And then the last piece of this is the homework itself is going to comprise of filling out three basic questions. What's going on in your life?
and then a chakra question and then a profile question, very basic. And you can expand on that at any level that you want to expand on. And then often what will also happen is that you will be getting like a 15-minute call from your from whoever's doing your homework over the course of the month, or an email, or you can text back and forth or whatever, but some, but they're going to reach out to you to, you know, to work with you on going deeper into this. And if you have, there are no specific questions about the, like the pilgrimage. I will be during class, or there'll be exercises during class where you'll be discussing the book. You'll be doing that, but there's nothing specifically in your homework that does that. But if you want to ask questions about that, you can certainly can. Any questions you have that you want to add in right on the page about the chakra, about the profile, you know, about things that are up, that are coming up in your life right now, as you start working on your first chakra issues come up. And so you want to be, start being aware of that, and your teachers will make you aware of that as well. Once you have, well, again, if you're, as you're filling this out, it's a big red or magenta thing that says, please save your work. If you've just spent, you know, 15, 20 minutes feeling your way through it, and you've typed it in there and you got it just right, that's what you want to send in, save it. Do not go on to the next thing without saving it. I mean, I've got really stable internet here. I don't have to worry about it, but and you may too. But if you don't and your internet goes in and out, if it glitches, you might lose it. And so, and I find that oftentimes the first time you go through something is the time that you really put everything into it. And the second time you go through it, you won't have as much. So, so make sure you save that draft each time. And again, just like the other one,
I already had submitted, but if you want to make changes to it, so if you do think about it and you want to, make updates to it, you just come back to your homework page and your homework will be down here, and then you can just click in here and, you know, make additional changes, and then you can just update the homework. So the save button is gone because I've already submitted the homework, but you can make updates to it and then just click the update button. So after you have your call with the staff member, if you want to, you know, reflect on some things and come back to it, that's how you would make additional updates and changes to it.
But when you submit it, everything is erased.
No, it actually, it's just, it gave me that message that I had saved it. If I just refresh the page, it'll show the form there again.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, and this will be the same basic page you'll have every homework. It'll talk about the books you're going to read, the things, the exercises, and you have approximately, you know, between the first three classes, you have about 6 or 7 weeks between classes, and then the last two classes, you have just about a month between each class, so it's a little more intense. You know, where you kind of got to jump on that horse, but by then you're in the groove, and you know we'll support you in getting that done. So, any questions on the homework page? Again, this is not something you can just. I just want you to go in, take a look at it. Don't think, oh my God, I'm already behind on my homework. Those of you that have the rule keeper inside of you. You know, they're already saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, you know, let's get going. I got to get on this. Reese, stop talking. I got to get on this thing. You know, don't take a breath. You'll get through this. It's not that, you know, that when you finally read the sections, it's like the sections are pretty short. Yeah. I just want you to sort of feel your way through it. Like I said, the most important thing you can do is do those chakra exercises to prepare for class. And then as you get connected on the student side, go to the homework page, start reading through it, you know, pick one of the things at a time and start working. If you have any problems with it at all, reach out to Joy or your teachers and TAs, and they will get you right back on track. Okay. All right. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get into some of this other stuff that you can do here. You can play around with it. There are under each of those, the profiles, the summer teleclasses, the vows, the chakras, the excessive deficient. Those all have within them parts of what you'll be printing out and parts of what you're going to be working on in class as well. If there's no question about it specifically, you don't have to be worrying about it. But like I said, those that are more achiever oriented, we give you, lots to go after. You just want to basically, what's on the homework page is what you want to do. And these things like excessive and deficient, we talk about on the weekends. We really go through the profiles on the weekends. We go much deeper into the vows. But if you want to have more preparation for that and work with that, totally, you're welcome to open up any of those. And if you're like me, I was also reading some of the recommended books and I was loving that as well as a support to that. So Lisa, we also have, and you want to do the admin forms and resources. You've already been sent a bunch of forms to fill out and sign for releases and all that sort of thing, which are just, business, just the business part of what we do to get you into the program. Any types of admin forms, the policies, programs, overview, finding out what you can do, what you can't do, all of that stuff will be reviewed on the first weekend with Joy. But you'll have a resource that's like, oh, what did you say about how we use the internet, or what's the rule about doing business with other students, or that's all in here. Okay. So, any questions on anything on the website before we move on to something a lot more fun?
I had a question about homework. I know that you can go back and look at it, but are you able to go back when you get to week 3 and go, oh, that's what I thought my family was? And say, yes. And okay, thank you.
Yep, you can go back and it'll have, like Lisa said, it'll have a button that says update. Okay, so you can totally update that. And and the good news about when you learn the profiles, they're felt. And once you feel a profile, you never have to write it down. You're like, oh God, I get that. I get that. I've always gotten that. So, but it's good. If you're definitely a person that likes to document things, yes, you'll be able to go back and document anything you want to add to that on those questions about from the chakras. But we're going to ask you a profile question every time. We don't always ask you a question that was the student check-in form. Lisa, can they get back to the student check-in form to renew that? I was thinking about the homework.
Yeah, the year one, they can edit that also.
They can edit that as well. Okay, good. All right, perfect.
We had, and I just have to make sure it's still going to work with the new version, but we intend to have the option so that you can also print out a PDF. So if you want to keep track of your homework and put it in your binder or whatever, that you can do a PDF and print that out for you.
All right. Yes.
I believe that when we talked, we felt like my life, my profile was not quite correct. Remember? That I was more of a creative idealist than a charismatic and whatever the other was.
Yeah. You definitely have lots of creative idealists, and we're going to have so much fun with that.
But on my my form was not quite right.
That's okay. This is definitely an art, not a science, and people love tests. So I drive my damnedest to create a test that works. The tricky part about tests is that charismatic leaders can pretty much fool a test every time. So that's their mission in life, is not to ever completely reveal their whole self, and they want to see themselves through lots of different things. And so the other four tend to get more consistent answers. If you've got charismatic leader in there, sort of monkeying around with things, it can really shift the thing. So what we have you take the test to sort of see as you learn the profiles more. You'll take the test over and over again. You'll start noticing that in the questions, you'll realize why I asked the question that way, because it's speaking to a very specific energy and emotion and quality of each of the profiles. And as you get, and as you understand the profiles better and you understand yourself better, you're going to see that some of the things that you checked off were behavior, not feeling. And as you feel those elements more, you'll rate them at different levels, and you will eventually on the test come out, totally with shining colors. But the most important part is take the test, see how you do, and there's no wrong answers on the test. But sometimes, like I'll say, in your situation, you want to add these two together. That's really the one, one profile for you. So we'll work on that for sure, Luann.
Okay, so I'm not supposed to go and take the test again now.
You can take it as many. If you've already taken the test, people, you don't need to go back now and on your homework and do it again. You've got that as a starting point, and then understand that part of taking the test is that it's going to be very difficult not to try to see yourself as your behaviors. Even though the test, I go out of my way to try to make it more sort of feel your way through it, feel your way into this. What's the real motivation for this? What I try to do that. It's very difficult when you're starting out to not look and say, I do that. That's what I am. And that is what we're going to try to break when we're in the program. We're going to try to release you of that thinking through doing rather than thinking through experience and feeling. So we'll get you there. And each weekend is a, so let's go over the weekend. How are we doing time wise here? Are we 6:27? We're almost.
We've been on for an hour and a half so far.
Okay. All right. So we need to wrap up pretty soon, but let's actually, this is enough. I think you got enough. We can talk about, I'll be doing another one of these, the dates for these classes. So here's a question for everybody. You can type it into the text. I'm going to plan on meeting with all of you for about an hour. This was an hour and a half because we had a lot to cover. Today's the 15th, the 29th, and the 12th before class. So and you'll have other things you'll be doing with your teachers. There'll be Zoom rooms. There'll be communication, phone calls, all that sort of stuff. But look at the 29th and the 12th. So that's in 2 weeks of Thursday, 2 weeks from there, a Thursday. The question is 6 or 6:30 better than 5 o'clock in general for people? I chose an earlier time because we do have some Europeans who ended up not being on. A lot of you are West Coast folks as well. If we moved it till 6:30, you don't have to say yes, that's good or that's bad. If the 5 o'clock, because we definitely, one person of the group emailed and said that this is a bad time because they don't get off work till 6. Then we're thinking, well, we could easily do 6:30 start, and that would support everybody in it. Is there anybody that has an issue of going to 6:30 on these calls? Okay, Kristen, what's your, or it,
I have another group that I'm in that starts at 7.
Starts at 7. Okay, so you could do 6 to 7. Okay, so all right, so we're at 6. How's everybody with 6? Everybody, 6:30 works for me, Courtney.
Suzanne said that 5 is best for her, but so Suzanne,
Yeah, 5 is awesome.
5 is better for, 5 is better. Can you do 6?
Yeah, I can move them kind of to the 7th. I like to give myself a little bit of a break because otherwise I'm taking what I'm doing here and I'm not landing there open to there.
Okay.
So yeah, six is workable. I can work that. I can move that a little bit.
Okay. All right. We'll try. And
no, I can do so that. That's not a problem. Six is doable.
Susanna says class at 7.
Would 5:30 work?
Well, if six is a better compromise for the group, then I don't have a problem moving the other one a little bit. It's not a problem. Past six is going to be a hiccup.
Okay. Yeah. So why don't we say, so if you can do six, then we've moved it up an hour. That helps the people that are working. But then we've got our West Coasters who are all at midday, you know, at work. But everybody is, has everybody commented on that? Are we, anybody?
Not everybody.
Well, I mean, it's five is, okay. So, but we talked to Susanna. Okay. So yeah, you don't have to comment if it's so, if either one works, even though it's totally fine. Anytime works for me. Can you do 5:30? We can do, listen, this is part of the group work. You know, I need to get an input. Obviously the ones that show up are the ones that, that get to vote. I'm open to moving to 5:30. You know, because I don't want to save one person, I don't want to, you know, victimize another one. So I figured we could talk this through here a little bit. So why don't we just say we'll move it up a half an hour, we'll move up to 5:30. And then if anybody can't make it at 5:30, it's still recorded. The first pieces of it are recorded and maybe they can also get off a little bit early. Okay. All right.
Bringing up the can't make it, the first week of class.
Yep.
Part of what I'm going to probably be doing is being on call for families that call our family.
Yep.
Is it better for me not to attend and only go to the recorded, or attend and if I have to leave and then come back?
I'm sorry. Say it again, because I was just reading. So on the weekend, if on a weekend, I think I understand what you're saying. You've got other things going on the first weekend, which is, you know, you won't be alone.
They're not like a schedule. I can't plan when they're going to happen. Okay.
As much of the weekend you can be on.
Okay.
Anything you miss, you got a team of people that can bring you back into that, and classmates who have just done it. And you can say, well, you know, maybe at the next break, you say, hey, what do you guys do? I had to miss the last hour. And they're like, oh, we did this. And you can, you know, communicate with them, communicate with teachers. It'll be, you know, so yes, be on there as much as you can. Don't ever worry that you're going to jump in at the wrong time. You know, if you jump in the middle of a meditation or something, you know, just get into it. Or if it's a healing, what'll happen is at that point, if you're sort of like, you didn't get the setup for the healing or whatever it happened to be, a teacher will pull you aside, you know, and meet with you on a separate Zoom room or whatever, and help you get caught up on that. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Courtney, which one are you likely to miss if we do 5:30?
I think she was meaning the first weekend.
Oh, the first weekend. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of people that have to miss weekends. It's just how it goes. It's everything's recorded, and you can see this isn't even the whole staff. You got a big staff of people that are here to support you in getting caught up and everything. So you're gonna have to miss 11, 12. So the last one. Okay.
Oh, 'cause there's an appointment. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Exactly. So no problem. I mean, if these are just bonus things. Oh, and everybody put this on your calendar. Before you go and start thinking about it, on the 8th, I was thinking, what can I do what didn't we get done at Awaken that I wanted to do? And what can I do to give you sort of even more, like a surprise bonus here? What I'm going to try to do on the 8th of November, which is Sunday afternoon from 12:30 to 4:30. I'm going to do 4 hours. And what I'm going to work on is this,
you know, the whole program that we're teaching is called the Life Mastery Training. You can see right on the, you can still see Lisa's screen, right? Life Mastery Training, that's what you're in. And mastery is such a mystery as to what it is. It's like, what is mastery? It's like, it's such a nebulous concept. And, you know, is it some guru levitating? Is it, what is it? Every one of you is going to be taken step by step into life mastery in this program. And so, and some of you actually saw, I did a short, like a little 15 minute training on the six skills to mastering abundance in your life. And mastery is mastering abundance, abundance of health, abundance of passion, abundance of action, being able to do and take action in the world, and make the right choices. There's action in to create amazing relationships. There's action to create amazing businesses. And then there's action that is literally your spiritual practice, and which are all the other five put together. And so I want to do a training on the 8th where I'm going to help you see how each of these things, the body, the mind, the chakras, the life purpose, and the soul levels are the pathway to mastery in those. And I'll teach you those six pathways to get there. So, which is really the foundation of everything we do in the school. So I figured that was one thing I didn't get to in Awaken that I wanted to. And it'll give you, like, by the time you start class, you'll have a really nice foundation for all the things that you're going to learn. So nothing sort of, I don't want you to come in, you know, and have class be sort of like, oh my God, I have no idea what you're talking about. I want you to have sort of like a really nice ground for understanding this depth of what we're doing. So any questions on any of that? So you're putting the 29th and the 12th down for just for these hour sort of like check-ins with me, and we'll be picking different topics to go over. And then on the 8th, I'll be doing a little mini course. And on that mini course, it's going to be open to the public too. So bring your friends, bring anybody else that you want to bring. We still have like 10 more spots, I think, that we're in the process of filling. But, you know, if by the 8th there's still room, and someone comes, they want to join, they can join the school as well. But that'll be open. Also, that will be open to the upperclassmen as well. It's not just the first class. This is going to be something that is a theme throughout the year. So I'll be offering it to all 3 years. So we'll have, and the grads. So we'll have a big group of you'll be able to meet some more of the students. Okay. Lisa, you can stop sharing, I think. Unless there's something else on there that we need to.
Okay, so I'll stop that now.
There's no cost for the 8th. It's free, and you can bring your friend as many friends as you want for free. So it'll be, if you want to, you know, this is actually, I was thinking, it's like a win-win. Many of you are signing up, and your spouses think you're probably out of your mind. So so it's definitely something that you can bring them and say, you know, there's this really concrete thing I'm doing. I'm working on, you know, my body, my emotions, my, you know, choice making, my relationships, my spiritual practice. You know, these in my work. You know, everything's going to be covered, and they'll be able to see it and say, oh, okay. Now I understand what you're doing a little bit better. So it's good for spouses and friends that are sort of wondering if you've lost your mind. So that's all good. All right. Anybody, anything else before we go? Oh yeah. I think I've kept you here long enough. Let's just do a bowl, and you can type in once you get on your Facebook page, you can type in your experience, and then we'll give some readings from that. Okay. This is the first chakra bowl, by the way. So just breathe into that. Thank you.
All right. So take that home with you, or you're already home, but take it with you for the rest of the day and kind of feel, what was that? So that was your first, that was the first chakra saying, hello. How did it talk to you? You can totally write that in. I'll be looking, you know, I want to see all of you get on the Facebook page. Go to your student site, get on the Facebook page, you know, fill out your form, start doing that sort of stuff, and type it on the Facebook page, and I'll give you some readings on there. So that we'll let you go for now. Thank you all for coming out. Those of you that aren't on, there's a whole bunch of people that weren't on. And you know, hopefully they're all getting this on recording, and I'll see you next time. It's going to be on the 29th, and you'll be hearing from me lots of other stuff, lots of emails and stuff. So, you know, and get started today on the feel it and listen to it of the first chakra. Okay. Bye everyone. Thank you, Joy and staff and everyone. We'll see you all soon, and we're going to have such a great year. So Lisa, you're going to close. I don't have to close out, right?
I got it.
Okay.
Actually, you're the host, so you have to, sorry.
Oh, I need to close this out. Okay, great.
Bye, everybody.